Now, bloating is really uncomfortable, often tends to be the precursor to IBS. There's a lot that we can do to help you with bloating, but some of the simple things that you can do to generally help all of the organs and all of the bloating is body tapping. And up the outside. Really, really simple to do. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. And welcome to Own Your Health by me, Katie Brindle. And today I'd like to talk to you about the very common symptom of bloating. Now, bloating is really uncomfortable, often tends to be the precursor to IBS, often is the sort of upset of many people when they're wanting to wear their clothes or go out for dinner, or they find themselves bloating up during the course of the day when they've barely even eaten anything and it all feels a bit unfair. Now, there's a lot that we can do to help you with bloating. And one of the first things to understand is that when I talk to you about owning your health, remember that I'm always talking to you about the three key things that the body has to do to be healthy. So I always want to hook what I'm talking to you about into those three key things. The first is the free flow of energy and blood around the body. All of your circulatory systems need to flow smoothly. And if they're not, you're likely to get symptoms. The second thing is purge and nourish. That is that the body needs to detoxify nice and easily and bring in the new energy frequency either by breath or via food or via drink. And that needs to happen smoothly. If it doesn't, you're going to feel symptoms. And last but by no means least is that here in Chinese medicine, we understand that your organs are responsible for everything. Okay, they have responsibilities to your physical body, your emotional body, and your spiritual body, which means they cover all of it. So if you've got a symptom, there's going to be an organ sitting at the bottom of it, which is telling you that it's not very happy. So when you have common symptoms like bloating, it tends to mean that it's a low-level symptom that tends to catch itself across all three things and across many of the different organs because it's common. So what's going on? Well, the first thing with bloating is that the disruption of energy and blood circulation around the body tends to be taking place. Often people will complain of bloating even if they're not eating very much. So it's not really necessarily to do with the digestive process itself. It's more to do with the fact that the energy of the body is likely to be weakened. And when we're dealing with weak energy, we always look at the organ of the kidney, because the kidney is responsible for balancing something called the yin and the yang of the body. Now, let's not get too caught up in a Chinese term that may sound unfamiliar. Yang is simply busy, 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 and yin is resting. And what we tend to find in modern day society is that we're very busy being yang and doing a load of stuff over here, because that's what modern life expects us to do, and we're not so good at the resting bit over here. Now, the problem with that imbalance is it has a real knock-on effect on your kidneys. The kidneys are the energy of the body. It's like your body's like a mobile phone. And if you've got strong kidney energy, it's like a mobile phone that's full of charge. And if that charge has been declining because you're really busy over here using all your energy up, the kidneys start to get impacted. And the energy charge of the body and the balance of yin and yang starts to get compromised, and things then start to go awry. And then what happens is the secondary responsibility of the kidneys, which is the fluids of the body. It's responsible for the energy and the fluids. And when we're dealing with bloating, that tends to be what happens. The energy tends to get disrupted and it gets empty. And then that empty space sort of fills up with heat and inflammation and toxicity. And that in turn disrupts the fluids of the body. And everything just starts to get a bit sort of excess and flobby and sort of just kind of undulating, and everything just gets a bit hot and bothered and swollen, and everything's just kind of getting stuck. And that's what's going on. Now, the other thing about bloating is that two other organs will also get compromised at the same time. One is the spleen, which is responsible for a few things. One, it's responsible for the transformation and transportation of food and fluids around the body. So even if you're not eating very much, chances are you've had a cup of tea or coffee that morning. And if the spleen is compromised, which it's likely to be in our excess lives where we're busy and we're stressed, and the spleen starts to get impacted by worry or by irregular eating habits or irregular lifestyle or too much onslaught of too much activity and busyness, the spleen will start to get compromised. It also gets compromised if we're eating too much cold food, which often many of us are. We're going into the fridges, we're going into the cooler cabinets in shops, we are buying food and eating it straight away, and often it's cold. We're often putting ice in our drinks, and that is really not good for the spleen and will often result in bloating because it then can't digest and transform and transport the food and fluids correctly, creating a vacuity in the abdominal region, and that vacuity gets filled up with all of the heat and the excess toxicity that's now not getting purged through the body correctly. And last but by no means least, we have the liver. And the liver sits on the other side of the digestive system from the spleen. And the liver is responsible for the smooth flow of energy and blood around the body. And it's also responsible for the detoxification in the digestive system, amongst many other functions it has as well. And the liver has got a responsibility for so many different energy frequencies, such as anger and frustration and impatience and bitterness and planning and organising and rushing around and just making everything run on time, that when it's getting compromised, it tends to get agitated and hot. And then what happens is the body needs to move that energy frequency, which is hot and expansive and not very nice in nature, away from the organs. And often what it will do is use this energy circuit that starts at the back, and it's like a girdle that comes all the way around the middle like this, and the energy gets stuck there, and then it starts to expand, and in comes more bloating. So you've got quite a lot of different things going on simultaneously, which may or may not be completely all happening in your particular body, but the reason why bloating is so common is it only needs one of those things to kick off and you're going to have bloating. That's why it's so common. And the good news is there's quite a lot that we can do about it, and it's quite a simple thing to do. So the first thing with bloating that I like to recommend to people to do is to use a castor oil compress. Now, I talk a lot about castor oil compressing. It's brilliant, okay? It's one of the best self-care tools that you can have. One of the main reasons why is because I call it self-care whilst you sleep, which means you don't have to do anything, okay? All you have to do is have one. And once you've got one, you never need another one, because these things will last for years and years on end as long as you look after it. And what all you have to do is buy some castor oil and simply drizzle castor oil over the soft side of the compress, okay, because the other side is going to protect your sheets. And before you go to bed at night, just put the compress over the abdominal region like so, and then literally tie the straps around the waist and go to bed. Okay, if you're bloating in the evening and it's uncomfortable and you're thinking, oh, I'm agony, I'm not going to wait till bedtime, that's absolutely fine. If you're relaxing, watching the television, simply put the compress on then. And for extra good measure to offset the bloating, put a hot water bottle on over the top. Now, the only disadvantage of castor oil is it's very sticky, okay? And that's probably why you've not done castor oil compressing up until now, because it was a bit of a faff and it tended to sort of stick and be difficult. But the minute these castor oil compresses came into the market, that problem disappeared. And now it's one of the easiest self-care things that you can do, because you don't have to do anything else. You just whack one of these on and you're good to go. And the chances are it will do the trick. If one on the actual area of bloating hasn't done the trick, then probably you need to get a secondary one, okay, and put it either on the liver or on the spleen. And you can alternate between the two organs. Chances are it's going to depend on which organ is dominating in your body, but you'll find by just experimenting and doing it one side one night and one the other, you're likely to feel better with one side, not the other. Or you simply alternate between the two. Or you get three and you look like a Michelin man going to bed. I personally use three compresses every single night. And I can tell you, Mr. Brindle's got very used to it and he doesn't mind, and it's brilliant. So, and it stops me bloating, which is a useful thing. And it means my clothes fit. So that's the first thing. Castor oil compressing is one of the easiest things to address this problem. But then what we can also do are a few other things, because what we need to do is strengthen up the kidneys. Okay, we need to smooth over the liver, and we need to assist the spleen. Now, for all of those organs, I have free fact sheets on my website, okay? So all you need to do is in the comments below, either ask for which one you want, whether it's liver or whether it's for IBS or whether it's for the spleen, and we can send it to you, or just pop over to the website and download the one that you're interested in, okay? And that's going to give you bells and whistles on what to do. But some of the simple things that you can do to generally help all of the organs and all of the bloating is body tapping. Now, body tapping is one of the best self-care techniques that you probably didn't know about. It's quick, it's easy, and it's effective. And why does it work? Because by tapping the body, either with a loosely clenched fist or a cupped hand like this, or with a tool, which is this, which is a body tapper, which is even better because it's made of bamboo, which has got all sorts of different properties, and it's been designed to vibrate into the body as you strike. And also because of its shape, it means you can effortlessly, because it's light and quickly, reach all areas of the body straight away. And because it only weighs about 60 grams, this is a very easy tool that anybody can use. Okay, it's lightweight and it's also very strong. So if you're a very muscly kind of person, you can really whack yourself with it and it's going to be okay. And if you're not very well, you can strike yourself extremely gently with it, and it's a very gentle but tough material. So it's a really useful thing. And the thing about body tapping is that what you do is, by tapping all over the body, what you're doing is you're invigorating and strengthening the channels which pertain to all of the different organs of the body. And the reason why we get bloating is because many of the organs get caught up in the kind of inflamed, stressed lifestyles that we're all going with. And you can strengthen them back up via their channels. It's really easy. And the channels go all over the body. So by tapping all over the body, following the energy circuit, you're strengthening everything and harmonizing it all back again. And that's a really easy thing to do. So all you have to do is follow the energy circuits of the body. It's not the same as the circulatory system. The energy circles in a different way. Okay, all you have to do is follow these instructions. You start with the heart, and then you go down the inside of the arms and up the outside. Same on the other side. Clockwise around the abdomen, and then down the outside of the legs and up the inside of the legs, and then finish by going over the back of the head, over the head, down the face, down the neck, and ending up back in the heart. It's really, really simple to do. And I would urge you to body tap at least for a minute in the morning and a minute in the evening before bed. Better still, I recommend, and what I do myself, is just put on a really nice song in the morning that you like listening to and just tap for the whole of the song and make it quite an upbeat one in the morning. And then at nighttime, put on a nice relaxing song, like a slower one, and just tap in a more gentle way. And when you do tapping at nighttime, focus more on the lower half of the body. And when you tap in the morning, focus more on the upper half, because then you're following the cycles of day and night as well. Now, there's more information about bloating and IBS on my free fact sheet. So if you're interested in that, please just put in the comments below and we will send it to us. And then in the meantime, please rate and review this on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. And do please leave comments in Instagram, YouTube or TikTok. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.